We're doing Masechet Tanit, we're up to the third chapter. We had learned the order of fasts, if there's no rain. So then the courts institute three fasts for the pious, and then three lightweight fasts, and then we evolve until we reach full-fledged fasts, 24-hour fasts, where they close up shop and stuff like that. The third chapter tells us, Seidel Taniot Elu Amu, the whole order that we saw until now, Bilviyari Shuna, that's talking about in the beginning periods when we would anticipate rain. Aval tzmachim sheshanu. But if we see that the plants started growing, now they're starting to rot. They change their color, and we recognize that the crops are on the verge of rotting. Matrin alein miyad. We initiate right away a fast in which we blow shofar and we put in all the stringencies, because this is a real reason for concern. If it just didn't rain yet, so you say, okay, maybe it'll rain, we'll take a lighter fast, and slowly we build up the fasts. But here, where we see an indication for concern, so then right away we take on all the stringencies.
It's not a matter of lack of rain, rather it's a matter of crops that are
both. It hasn't rained, and we see this indication. And so too, if we find that it rains and then it stops for 40 days, and rains and stops for 40 days, we have to start right away the heavy fast, because this is a sign of a drought. This is an indication that we have to be concerned.
Zionism.
The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Beis, and we're learning about tragedies that we have to declare fast right away. So the Mishnah says, Yaldu latzimachim, aval lo yaldu la'ilan. If rain fell gently, so that's good for the plants, but it doesn't help the trees. If rain fell soft, gently, and harder, so that it's good for the plants and the trees, but it's not good enough to fill all the different holes and wells and pits that we need to fill for water, we need to use for laundry. So you had gentle rain, you had hard rain, but you didn't have enough rain. Matrina len miyad, again, this is cause for concern. We start the serious fast right away. V'chen, and by the same token, says Mishnah Gimel, il shelo yodu aleg shamim, if you have a city, that city doesn't get rain. Everyone else has enough rain, but that city, suddenly you see, that city is being singled out, it doesn't get rain. Dichtiv, as the verse says in the prophet Amos, v'im ti ali rachat v'ali rachat lo'am tir, I'll make it rain on one city, and on one city I'll make it not rain. Chelka chati mater, or part of the city will get rain, the other part will not. Ota yom mitanau matrat, so that city has to take on the serious fast, the chol tzvivotea, and the surrounding cities, mitanot, they fast, because the situation that you have a city near next door that has a problem is our problem as well. They're going to come to us and buy all our foods. So the Mishnah says the surrounding cities are endangered by that situation, and therefore they have to fast, v'lo matriot, but not to the extent that they have to blow the shofar, etc. Rabbi Kiva omer matriot v'lo matanot. Rabbi Kiva says no, quite the contrary. They blow the shofar and they don't have to take on the fasts. V'chen, says Mishnah Dalet, by the same token, yoshiyesh badevro mapolet. If a city has animals dying, even if it's just the pigs, the Gemara says, Tosas explains, the pigs have a similar type of, what's it called? What does Tosas say? Tosas say the pigs and the humans have a similar intestines. And so if they have a plague, it endangers the humans. Mapolet is that you have an earthquake, right. And so things, the walls start falling. So these are cause for concern. That city fast and blows shofar. The surrounding cities fast, but they don't blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva Omer, again, Rabbi Kiva holds, they blow shofar and do not fast. What's considered that people are dropping like flies? What's considered a plague? עיר המוציאה 500 רגלים. You have a city that has 500 people, aside from the old, the young, the women. 500 men leave the city for work every day. ויצאו ממנה שלושה מתים שלושה ימים. And three people die one after another, day after day. So that's 3 out of 500. It's really 3 out of about 1,000. That's considered that there's a plague. זה אחר זה, day after day. הרי זה דבר. פחות מכאן, אין זה דבר. Less than that, that's normal death. And we'll continue בעזרת שם משנה, and we'll try to make a run for the chapter. Maybe the Masechet tomorrow בעזרת שם.
Some extra time.